The study found U.S. born Hmong were almost four times as likely to smoke than those born elsewhere. Research leader Brenda Rooney is a clinical epidemiologist with Gundersen Lutheran Healthcare in La Crosse. She says the numbers from 8 years ago are still relevant today. She says young Hmong are more likely to smoke to fit in. She says there's a little rebellion involved, too.
In the Hmong culture, young females don't have a lot of power, are kind of told what to do. And this is a way, especially if they were born in the United States, this is a way to kind of rebel out of that culture a little bit.
However, Rooney says older Hmong are increasingly going smoke-free. For example, cigarettes used to be handed out at weddings or funerals, and that's not so common anymore.
We knew that the Hmong older adults were much more supportive of policies where it's not allowed, smoking's not allowed.
Tai Vu, the Hmong Mutual Assistance Association of La Crosse, says young people who want to smoke will keep on doing so. He says they need to learn about smoking's long-term effects.
When you smoke, you don't see something coming out as a result of that, and therefore you can't see it physically. But over long term, then you have a major problem.
Gundersen Lutheran and the La Crosse County Health Department conducted the study. They surveyed 2,500 Hmong in 14 Wisconsin communities. Steve Rison, Wisconsin Public Radio.